This vehicle is a 1930 Speed 6, made in the second last year of production of Bentleys, of the original Bentleys from that era, between 1921 and 1931. This was almost the final Bentley type built. It's one of two cars delivered new to the West Australian Police Force, in chassis form only, in 1930. They were in service from late 1930 until after the end of the Second World War, ended in 1945. These cars continued in service until 1946.
Why do you think this particular car was chosen? The police force think that perhaps they'd be able to control the crowd with style rather than with force.
I don't think so. I think they were looking for reliability and the ability to carry very heavy police coachwork at high speed. Other companies, European companies, did endeavour to sell two cars to the police force, one of which was the Bugatti company. But the cars they were offering had only half the engine size of this and were much more frail, much more fragile in general construction. They were nice cars, but they were never big and strong enough to act as police cars for 17 years.
You can certainly hear the power of the engine there.
Well, they're good, comfortable touring cars. They are what might be described as a grand touring car. They're grand cars to drive. They're comfortable. They're relaxed. We cover long distances in reasonable time. And there's also the challenge of maintaining them. Cars like this don't just run forever without maintenance. And all of us who have them are constantly working on them. It's a full-time job, really, to keep them going.
How easy is it to drive this car?
Well, I think it is, because I've been driving them for over 50 years. But it has what you call a crash gearbox. It doesn't have power steering or anything like that, but they're really quite delightful things to drive. Well,
it's a really big steering wheel that you're holding on to. How easy is it to steer this car?
Well, to steer this car, they use what you call Armstrong power steering. It has no power steering, it's up to the driver. And you never try to turn the steering wheel while the car's at rest. You always make sure that when you move into a parking area, you have the final movement on the wheel before you stop the engine or stop the car moving forward, was to turn the wheels in the direction that you need to go when you exit the area.
The dashboard is made out of wood.
Oh, it's a cedar. Cedar instrument panel. Has a lot of instruments on it, as you can see.
What are they for? Because it reminds me of being inside a plane.
Yes, well, there are all sorts of things like the oil pressure, the amp meter, the water temperature gauge.
What about the horn?
All right, well, we have a horn there, but it's the weakest, most pathetic horn you could ever imagine.
Do that again. No one would get out of the way there, would they?
No one can hear. It's a very polite horn.
I think if you were driving down a country road, you'd be hard-pressed to get a cow out of the way.
You're absolutely right. I think if you drive down a country road, you have to be prepared to stop if anything like that is in the road.
Driving up the road, can you show me how powerful this car is? Because you look like you want to go a bit faster than what you are.
It'd be very nice to do that. But all of these cars from about 1927 onwards were capable of at least 90 miles an hour. I'm talking miles per hour, not kilometres per hour.
That is rather exhilarating.
It's a very quick old car, as you can see.